Welcome to the J-Pop Exchange on C-Suite Radio. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. How does French cinema, Japanese culture, and a Russian father-daughter music duo come together? Not to mention a little influence from English singer Adele. Find out on this week's The J-Pop Exchange on C-Suite Radio. They recently launched their own YouTube channel, which chronicles their everyday life and their work in the studio. Later, I'll share with you their debut song, My Love. But first, let's talk with them.
Hi, we are Ruslan Seder
and Adel of Musumi.
And you are listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
Joining us right now are Ruslan Sever and Adel from Musume. Hi, it's good to talk with you. Thank you for taking time to speak with us.
Sean, thank you for the interview. This is the first interview as like Musume. My name is Ruslan Sever and here my daughter. Please say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
The name of your YouTube channel is Musume, which means daughter in Japanese. What inspired you to use the Japanese word musume as the name of your channel?
Okay, these are questions.
This is my question. This is not only a channel name. This is the name of our music project, our duo. We're a lot of time looking for the name and was a lot of different ideas. But only in Japanese word, Musume, it means native daughter.
Interesting. Are you inspired by any Japanese art, cinema, or music in your creation of songs?
Yeah, sure. But it's not Japanese movie. This is French movie about Japan. I hope you remember film with Jean-Claude Reno, Reisebi. History about father and daughter. We like this film so much.
Do either of you have any favorite Japanese movies or works of Japanese animation that you like?
So, actually, I have a favorite Japanese cartoon, which is very popular in Russia, called Spirited Away. This cartoon I saw first time at 8 or 9 years old, and I didn't understand the meaning. But I watching this movie years ago, and I realized that this cartoon shows the entrance of a child into adulthood through the responsibility and work. Difficulties makes the main character become braver, more stronger, and better.
Interesting.
What about me personally? I'm impressed with the Ballad of Narayama. When I saw this for the first time, I was shocked. I was so young, but I still remember for these days.
Very interesting. From watching your videos and the videos created by Real Russia, I feel that Ufa seems like a very good place to live. It seems like an idyllic community with a wonderful atmosphere and many events. Are you originally from the Ufa area?
Yes, we are from Ufa. And in fact, the Ufa is a really good city for living and development. In the last 2 years, we had many events dedicated to music. And the most popular, the Night of Symphony under the Open Sky.
I born in Ufa 43 years ago, and I remember what is this city was in USSR and now. A lot of talented people living. I had a lot of chance to move to Moscow because I lived there more 15 years. But just here, I can create music. Look at the map. Ufa, this is Ural, south part, European part. And here, very strong, very pure energy.
Fascinating. Are there any places in Ufa that are favorites of yours? And on a related note, are there any places that you would recommend for travelers to Ufa to check out?
I think this is going to sound corny, but in Ufa is quite beautiful historical city center. And if you visit the center, you can walk half a day because a lot of park focus on different people and events located in the center. And actually, very beautiful view around the television station where this monument of Bashkir hero Salavat Yulaev. And now making a new queue of the river. And very soon, there will also be very beautiful. And think that this place in the near future, I will be able to include in a list of beautiful and interesting places in Ufa.
Very interesting.
Actually, you know, if you will be there, please call to Sergei Baklakov. This is popular English-speaking blogger who can show you all city. Please check out Real Russia channel on YouTube.
Definitely, he would be a great guide. We've been watching his channel for years. Please tell us about your early musical experiences and training. What instruments do you play, and do you have any favorites?
Honestly, I didn't finish music school. I learned to play the guitar, but at one point I was very heavily the lead vocal, and I keep forgetting to play the guitar lessons, and I attended just for checking the attendance list. Their favorite composition I can't even remember. And I think I can give an answer to these questions.
I'll be short. I studied violin at school, but I prefer guitar, piano, and Ableton Push.
Who are your musical influences, and what music do you like to listen to?
So, I think that my musical taste was influenced by Adele. And the first song that I started to sing was Her. And only her song I can feel and understand emotionally.
Which song do you remember?
Rolling in the Deep and Don't You Remember?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And at the moment I like the creativity of Han and the Russian singer Rajdion. And I really love Daft Punk, the oldest albums, and I think that all.
I'll be short again. First of all, the Beatles, the Paul McCartney, DP and Kraftwerk, ABBA and Chemical Brothers, Michael Jackson and Luciano Pavarotti, Pharrell Williams and The Weeknd, Eric Prydz and Deadmau5. So, the last two guys were guests of my show. It's true.
Very interesting. Can you give us some insight into your creative process? How do you go about writing a song?
It's so easy. I record in music, she's singing, that's all. If you really want to know how it's happening, please check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/musumi.
Sounds great. And what led you to want to pursue a career in music?
But I'm not a professional musician like my parents, my brother, sister. And what about Adele? When she was 9 years old, she went to music school, guitar class. It was where I revealed her talent as vocalist. When she was 13 years, we recorded our first song, Overboat, and 1 year later, she has already performed with me at different festivals in Russia, in the biggest and absolutely crazy festivals. So, my daughter took part and in the biggest contest, always received the first places and Grand Prix. Twice as she were in the final casting TV show, The Voice.
Wow.
She grew up on the stage and I there last 25 years like a DJ. I think we didn't have any chance.
Your YouTube channel shows the progression and development of recording the song My Love, which can now be heard on your SoundCloud page. Please tell us about your inspiration and motivation behind that song.
Ask me about any our songs and I will answer that I'm inspired by only this, love. Just love will save world and our souls. By the way, about motivation, I think it's the world scene and travel. Yes, personally for me, as for a musician and sound engineer, this is a serious experiment. Do you know why? First of all, English isn't our native language. In London, New York, LA, thousands of musicians and singers who work in the best studios with the best sound engineers. But we want to be interesting to listeners even against their background. It's very difficult way, because I do everything himself, from the first note to the mastering. And we believe in ourselves and that our music will find the listeners in Italy, Canada, Japan, Mexico, Russia, in USA, everywhere. That's what motivates us.
Fascinating. You are going to be releasing a new song on your YouTube channel soon. Please tell us more about this song.
Actually, you know, in new episode on our YouTube channel, Musumi, you can listen this song right now. And this song is again about love. Only people who are able to love can go forward. Adil, please sing anything from this song.
I'll be stronger, I'll be braver, I'll be better with every endeavor. It's a new dawn, and I'm dreaming.
Awesome. Very powerful. It seems that you are your own boss. Can you tell us what it is like to be involved with both the creative process and the management process? For instance, insights on dealing with budgets and deadlines versus the creative process.
It's simple. We don't have any budget. I left my job in the Moscow on the radio and returned to Ufa specially to write music with daughter. We don't have managers, directors. We all do it ourselves in own studio. A few days ago, an audio interface broke down. Without it, the studio doesn't work, you know? Thank God that I know how to work with a soldering iron, because I'm engineer. Our budget is YouTube, SoundCloud and Facebook, that's all. We're recording an album and you can see how we do it in YouTube. Every 3 weeks we will present a new song because we really need your support. Subscribe to our channel and then maybe there we will have a budget from Google.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. Good luck with everything.
Sean, thank you for interview. Goodbye.
So, thank you so much for the invitation. We hope to see you at our future concert in New York.
Looking forward to it.
And don't forget, every 3 weeks, one song. Subscribe to our channel, youtube.com/musumi.
Our best wishes and keep in touch.
Right now, as promised, here's their debut song, My Love.
For your kiss.
For the J-Pop Exchange on C-Suite Radio, this is Sean Bird signing off. Take care. Have a great day.